Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee, it's Richie D.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Lulu Simon,
Sue Studio.
Give 'em hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Be your Mosta with Tina L. Costa.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Ann.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam, and as usual, here I am with my little co-host and bestie, Mr. Ben Mandelker. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. You guys can find Ben's cartoons, The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, over on YouTube. It's a really funny cartoon, guys. Go find it. We just got back from really amazingly fun live shows in at the Queen City Comedy Festival and in Nashville. What a great weekend. We are all rested up and ready to do regular shows, but we've got some more live shows coming up, so I'm going to tell you what they are. We're coming to Atlanta next in about a week or so, 2 weeks. Yeah. And we're going to be at City Winery. We're doing two shows in Atlanta. We're having an early show and a late show on October 12th. The early show is almost sold out. There's just a few tickets. There are tickets for the late show. So we're going to do something really special for the late show. We're going to cover a classic Real Housewives of New York episode. The one with Ray, you bitch. The right
trash.
Episode. Trash. How do you know about my charities? Trash. So we're really excited to be covering that episode again. We'll be doing that at the late show, the great episode of Real Housewives of New York. So tell your friends, okay? Don't miss out. Those are both on October 12th. Then here's a list of where we are coming, everybody. Are you ready? We're coming to Chapel Hill, Richmond, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis, two shows in Chicago, early and a late, two shows in New York City, an early and a late, St. Louis, Philadelphia, two shows, an early and a late, Denver, Colorado, Seattle. We're doing the 2020 Golden Crappy Awards here in Los Angeles in January. Then we're going to Detroit, Columbus, and Houston, Texas. So go get your tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com. And also, guess what? We have new merch finally. We're very excited and proud to announce our new merch. You can go get our Real Housewives of Orange County, Shannon with the bull on her head, otherwise known as Shannon Boldore. You can find that, and you can find a shirt that says Twerp! And a shirt that says Dork. Those are up today over at crappensmerch.com. And then there's a very special Taco Salad themed shirt coming later in the week. So go to crappensmerch to find that. And for live ticket links and everything else, you can find all of that at watchwhatcrappens.com. Patreon is also where you find our bonus episodes. This week, we had a really fun episode judging people in the Nashville airport. And next week, or later this week, we're going to have a Real Housewives of New Jersey trailer preview going up. So thanks to everybody who supports us over there. We sure love you.
Wow, Ronnie, that was big. That was a lot. That was a lot that you had to do, and you just killed it.
Thank you.
You did. And I just have to say, to endorse you, Ronnie, that the Shannon Bull Door t-shirt is hilarious. So
it's classic, right? I think it's gonna be a good one.
Laughing. I'm gonna rock that to the Abbey some night.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh yeah, we should rock that to the Abbey as twins. I'll get us both one and we can go as twinsies.
Oh, I would love that. Just like two Shannons with bowls on their heads, just on the verge of receiving a mild concussion.
Yeah, we could just accuse everybody of making our brains bleed.
Yeah.
How? I can't see.
Oh, wow.
Can't see.
Hey, stripper, I've got a tip for you. How about making my brain bleed less?
I was trying to put this dollar in that stripper's G-string, but I have limited depth perception because I can only see out of one eye now.
I can only see your penis out of one eye, and it's blurry, so it might be a fist. So,
everyone, today's episode is all about the final episode of The Real Housewives of Potomac. Wow.
Wow. What a final installment of the reunion. And it occurred to me that had Bravo not canned Katie ahead of this reunion, probably because she tried to leave, well, she did leave the Cayman Islands vacation and probably did not tell anyone. If they hadn't canned her, we probably could have had a 4-part reunion for Potomac because there just was so much. Because think of all the Katie stuff we didn't even get to address in the reunion. We didn't get to talk about the Cayman Islands with her. We didn't get to talk about her wigs with her. We didn't talk about what the deal is with her boyfriend, and we also didn't even get to address like the thing with the private phones with Michael. I mean, we could have had a whole extra hour.
I doubt that Katie left without telling anybody. I mean, I'm sure that they knew. I think she got canned because she was having a lot of like really bad issues that were showing themselves on social media. Because Katie ain't gonna pay for her own plane ticket to go home from the Cayman Islands. That's not cheap.
I don't know. I kind of feel like she was leaving in the middle of the night. I mean, she had like a scarf wrapped around her head. She had sunglasses on. She had like a fur coat. I mean, that is like the classic I'm leaving in the middle of the night outfit when you're wearing that at 10 p.m. in your hotel room. I mean, like, I'm surprised there was not a little metallic briefcase full of cash.
yeah, a big fedora, like a Carmen Sandiego fedora. I just don't think that she did it without them knowing, because she's not going to pay for it for herself, because people without central air are generally not like, hey, I'm going to splurge on a couple $1,000 for a last minute ticket to, you know, home.
I feel like her mom paid for it. That's my theory. I think her mom was like, you need to come back. This show, you are already on the edge, and this show is breaking you. You must come back right now.
Well, time will tell, I guess. Or social media will tell us one day of what happened of this.
Time has better
mystery.
Things to do than to tell us what happened with Katie. Yeah. Time is like, I'm not going to tell.
Yeah, probably. But guess he doesn't have better things to do. Us.
No, we definitely do not have better things to do. So let's focus on what we do know, which is this last hour of the reunion, which, wow, I mean, it was, I mean, you know, I have to say, I don't think Michael, I'm glad Michael did not go into the legal profession, because I'm not sure I really dug his arguments that he was providing for himself.
Yeah, he didn't really do himself any favors in this one.
No.
And, you know, his tell is biting his lower lip while his eyes water dramatically, and not because he's crying, but just because he's like an old dog, like looking for that one final shot to send him to the Rainbow Bridge.
go to heaven.
It looks like Beethoven just waking up from a nap, those eyes. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, so we don't waste any time. The episode opens with the men, you know, heading up to stage. And Andy's like, well, we are back and I'm happy to welcome the husbands. And you just see Michael behind, sort of like next to Andy, just nodding to like an invisible audience, like business. Thank you for having me on your talk show. I'm like, why are you nodding, Michael? You're about to get grilled.
I would like to thank this entire conference center at the Marriott Hotel for being a fun hotel. A lot of hotels have lost their fun. Actually, I just grabbed the front desk's butt on my way in, actually taped it, if you want to be technical about it, and it was fun. So thank you for keeping the fun in business, Marriott.
I checked into this Marriott, and there was no one there at the front desk, so I petted that bell, but I guess according to you guys, I grabbed it, but there's a difference between a grab and a pet. If you grab a bell, it's not going to ring, but if you pet it, it rings. Point proven, I was ringing bells. You got to ring them bells.
Not gay at all. Yeah, so this is the gay panic episode of the reunion, where everyone's like, oh my god,
you know, Michael.
I actually don't think it was Gay Panic. Oddly enough, I don't think it was Gay Panic. I think it was Michael lying panic. I think that basically people
just
want
panic.
Michael to be truthful about the fact that he like invaded someone's personal space and he is like trying to squirm out of it.
Okay, I'll settle.
Yeah, okay.
I'll settle this court case, which doesn't have a charge. It just has an allegation.
All I have to say, Ronnie, thank you for giving a gentle pat to my theory. Now that's what you call fun. You know how to have fun, still.
Waitress, I'd appreciate a pat of butter. Wait, don't want to get sued by the butter. What should we call it? A dollop? That would be great. Thank you. When did butter lose all its fun?
I'm sorry I was late to this reunion. I was just finishing watching a viewing of my favorite 90s movie. It's Pet. It's different. It's not called It's Grape. It's Pet. Words matter.
Oh, good. So Andy does his usual, like, super detailed hellos. He's like, hi, Chris. Hi, Chris. Hi, other guy. Hi, giant person. Wow, hi. Just generally, hi. Okay? Hi.
Chris, how big is your dick? Great, thanks.
So he's like, Michael, you've been a hot topic of discussion today. He's like, my ears were burning.
You know, and when those ears burn, I mean, they burn in a really very fantastic way because they already are kind of like, they look, never mind.
They're still burning. They're very red. You know, it looks like he's standing out in the cold.
Please, sir, can I grape another?
I meant bumped.
I'm just a street urchin doing business, trying to get ahead in life outside in the kettle.
Business. So this season, the women showed all the ways they keep sexy for their men. Okay, you know what? I don't need this. Okay? I don't need this. I don't need Karen giving blowjobs in my life. I don't need that visual. I'm glad she's still sexually active. I'm a very sex-positive person, but I'm also a very sex-behind-closed-doors, so I don't have to think about you having sex kind of a person. Okay, Karen? Stop giving a blowjob to your finger. Thanks.
I think you could be sex-positive, but Karen tongue-negative. I think those two things can totally dovetail. You know?
Thank you. You labeled it. That's what I am.
Yeah. You're KTN. Karen tongue-negative. And the thing is that, every new hour of a reunion, I've noticed, always has to start off with fun and games. They always have to have a segment that's like, this season, Robin got a microwave, but who was doing the zapping, Robin or the microwave? And then you just see like 5 minutes of Robin putting things into a microwave. I'm like, we don't really need this segment. You can just get into the drama. It's fine. We don't need something lighthearted.
I mean, that was Robin's biggest moment, really. Robin is somebody who would have a microwave segment. Her biggest thing that they show over and over again is eating fruit on her couch and reading her iPhone. So, they talk about Karen giving blowjobs, and then Andy starts asking people about their sex lives. He asks, what's her buns, Candace. He's like, so, Candace, is Chris really a two-bump chump?
Yeah. And Candace is basically like, no, I was just saying that, like, when he turns me over and gets on top of me, he does it very quickly. But no, we have nice, decent, you know, sex. And, you know, like, it's fine. It's fine. Have you ever gone to the store and we're like, I want to buy some Yoplait yogurt, but you can't find it. So you get like off brand Yoplait yogurt. That's like what our sex is like. That's it.
Basically, it's Kroger, Andy. That's what I'm saying. We have an up-and-up sex life, okay? So, get off my ass. And also how she said that. She's like, Andy, what I meant was the way he gets me over and readies to mount is quick. Fuck. Who says that?
Andy also asks, so who here do we think is the biggest freak? And everyone's like, oh, definitely Ashley. And Michael goes, well, you girls must be boring then, because that's normal in my opinion. I'm an excited, sexual, heterosexual male, excited to do freaky things with my girlfriend.
Sailor outfits. Whoa, that's just normal business. So then Monique and Chris having sex. Are they having more sex now than they did when she was pregnant? And she's like, oh, Jesus Christ, give me a break. I still blew the guy. God, get off my ass.
Yeah, I just don't know why Andy asked these questions over and over again. I mean, I'm happy that they're all comfortable saying it, but I just still think it's so strange how he goes in on this every single time.
Yeah, he really does. He loves knowing about like aging people's sex lives.
Yeah. Andy's asking about everyone's libido or whatever, and Michael's libido is still huge despite him being older. And then Andy's asking Robin if she and Juan are still basically fucking like rabbits, and she's like, no, now it's more like puppies. I'm like, I don't know if puppies fit into that analogy.
They don't at all, and this is a disturbing enough of a reunion without bringing that into it. You know what I mean? We're like, we've got sex allegations, then we've got Karen sucking on her dentures for whatever reason. I don't know where that sound suddenly came from. Now we're thinking of, then we see Karen give a blowjob to her finger, and now we're thinking of puppies fucking. You know, like,
yeah.
I just need a break, Potomac. Can you just cut a, could you just cut a man a break? That would be great. Please. Thanks.
So then, I think Andy or someone asks, would Robin and Juan do a threesome? Because Katie had suggested doing a threesome, and would they do a threesome? And Robin's like, oh, hell no. And Juan's like, well, not with Katie.
With two women who aren't on the stage at all, possibly. Yes, possibly.
Robin's like, oh, I thought we were on the same page with our...
How could you have wasted that romantic massage? Now we're back five steps. And Karen's like, I told you I liked Juan. I told you I liked Juan. Some kind of glue came off of her teeth, because her teeth are practically moving around up there today. I don't know what was up, but every time Karen talked, it was Andy. Here's what I have to say, Andy. It's like when you're going to the dentist and you're waiting for them just to suck that little vacuum in your mouth.
I just like the idea that her glue came out and her teeth are moving. I like to think that, you know what it is? I think that she just has new technology in there, and so her teeth sort of rotate to capture as much light as possible to power the rest of her body. There's like little solar panels.
Yeah, little solar panel Karen teeth.
So I smile all the time because I gotta take in the sun.
You might notice my outside light is on, Andy, but it's only staying on for about 2 hours, Andy. Small solar, Andy. Small tooth solar.
Well, I'm trying to pucker less. That's why I've installed some solar panels in my teeth, so that way I'm incentivized to smile and take in the sun through my teeth.
So Andy's like, oh, does anybody think that Robin and Juan should get remarried? And can I just answer for America and say, no one gives a fuck, okay? No one cares. No one cares.
It's been the same poll for the past 4 years. Also, Andy is like, so Juan, earlier we were talking to Robin, and she predicts that you'll be married in a year and a half. What do you say to that? He's like, wow, that sounds great. Yeah, I'm like, really on board, and I'm not just saying that because I'm on TV right now. I really feel that way, truthfully. Can we talk about that threesome again?
I know, they're like, Juan, can you focus? You just see his eyes moving up in his head. He gets a boner. So where are things with Ray's tax situation? Ray's like, some people would say, like the baby tree I hit before hitting the large tree, Andy, in the rearview mirror. It's in the rearview mirror.
Literally, we took his tax problems and all the subpoenas and taped them to the rearview mirror, and now we can't see what's behind us anymore.
So Karen is caught in another stupid lie, because Karen just tells stupid lie after stupid lie. And he's like, so Ray, are you okay? Are you happy to be back in Potomac? And he's like, well, I was fine wherever we were, Andy. I didn't mind Virginia or Oklahoma, wherever that was that we were, with that furniture that I slipped right off of and almost got charged double from the rental company. And Karen's like, well, the point is, Andy, as long as he's with me, I'm the main ingredient, aren't I, baby? Give me a kiss, baby. And Andy's like, didn't you say that Ray was the one who wanted to move, like, I don't know, 10 minutes ago? She's like, well, he wanted to be near the office, and I support anything Ray wants. Anything Ray wants, I will do, because I'm a good wife, Andy. And the point is, you have to be a good wife to Ray, Andy. That's, and he's like, but... So, Ray, do you still want to move to Florida?
He's like, yes, I do. And not because they famously have very lax tax laws. Because that's in the rearview mirror. Rearview mirror.
Yeah. So, yeah, Karen won't let him move to Florida. So she just looks down because she's just been caught. You know, fucking yeah, Karen.
She does a sad pucker. Look at the knees and pucker.
Yep.
So then Andy goes, this season marked an unprecedented event in Housewives history where the main source of drama happened not on camera, but quite literally behind the camera. Sort of like if the camera had an ass and that camera's ass was nice and juicy and someone came and groped it, that's what happened to that camera behind the camera.
So then we get the Michael montage, and they better get to it because he's not going to be able to answer questions soon. He's biting that lip so hard. I mean, the second that comes up, he's like,
business, Andy. Business, business. So and when we come out of the clip package, because we see like Michael's greatest hits, Michael's greatest pets, Andy's like, so first I need to clarify something about the unseen footage in the first clip. That was a cameraman who was responding to Michael after he'd been groped, obviously, by Michael. And the second video that we don't actually know who Michael was talking to, but I would like to know who that person is and how much sex they had this year.
And he knows who it is. It was Monique's cousin. Everybody knows who it was. So Andy's apologizing without apologizing. He's like, well, you know, that was a separate clip. And I also want to apologize to you like I did when we re-aired that clip on Watch What Happens Live, and I said that we were mistakenly identified as cameraman when he wasn't a cameraman. Just want to clarify that I'm sorry that I said you groped one person when possibly it looks like you might have groped two people at that party. Michael's like, yeah. We'll all say this whole thing with you girls. It's embarrassing you all. You should all be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself, Kieran.
Don't chastise us, Michael. Last time I checked, you're not saving the planet with solar panels in your teeth.
Karma's a bitch. Is that what you said? Karma's a bitch. Real nice, Karen. Real nice. And she's like, listen, I have eyes. Solar powered eyes.
I'm basically 95% robot. Robot from 1993. 95% 1993 robot. That's what I am, and I stay neutral. Neutral, sort of like Ray when he tries to drive. I stay neutral.
Well, the incident that I described accurately from the beginning is that I bumped into him. He made a claim, not a charge. I need to get that on the record. He made a claim and not a charge.
I mean, last time I checked, there's not a restaurant called Chad's Jumper. All right? It makes a difference.
If there was, they would be calling me first, the person who can charge things with their teeth.
You have to have had solar panels in your teeth to lose solar panels in your teeth. Am I right?
And Andy's like, okay, so you're saying the claim was thrown out and not the charge. And he's like, there was no evidence, Andy. That's why it was thrown out. What kind of evidence do you need for someone grabbing your butt? Like, do they take fingerprints of the person's butt? I mean, what kind of evidence are you supposed to have for that kind of a thing?
Exactly. So Andy is like, so what happened with the cameraman? He goes, oh, I have no idea. I bumped into him, and he said, don't do that. It's the weirdest thing to say. That's why I giggled. I'm like, I'm not very good at taking comments from people who said I groped them when I was merely patting them on the ass and having fun, like other Australians like to have.
I mean, what a bizarre reaction, eh, Andy? And Andy says, well, you were giggling sheepishly in the video, which, you know, objection, okay? Objection, if I was Michael's lawyer.
Yeah.
So, well, leading, none of this is leading. You're leading, Andy.
Yeah, so Michael's like, listen, he was a 6'7" huge guy. I bumped into him. How could you not bump into a guy? He's 6'7", strapping, huge, looks a little bit like Chris, a little bit like Juan, sort of like the perfect man. Am I right? Am I right? You just bump into them.
And suddenly I have a boner. And Andy's like, okay, well, who were you talking to in that second video? And he goes, Hank, Monique's cousin. And listen, since the Andrew thing, which, by the way, wasn't a grope, it was a tip, a friendly tip between two guys. Tip, 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 tip. It was very Gregory Hines, is what I'm saying. It was very tip, tip, Andy, all right? You see it in sports all the time.
It was just like a classic tip.
Classic tip. Yeah. It was a sports
tip. Yeah, it happens all the time.
It's if Gregory Hines were playing basketball, is what it was. It was a tip on a sports butt. That's all it was, Andy. Boys will be boys, Andy.
let's pretend Gregory Hines was on a sports team, but he also needed to ride the subway. So he needed to use his tap card to get through the subway while he was tapping and also tapping other sports people. It happens. It's very normal.
Tape backwards is Pat, which is also one of my favorite movies. Have I mentioned that, Andy? Where did that lady go?
Or was it a man? You'll never know.
We'll never know.
The only way you'll ever know is if you grope the insides. But you know what? That's not something I would do. I would only pet.
So Big Chris is cracking up. He's like, butt pats maybe, but only on the game field.
Michael starts doing the, I'm from a different country. You know, I'm from a strange country that's on the other side of the world. We're not used to these modern customs. We barely have electricity over there. It's an exotic place called Australia.
Yeah, Andy, it's a different country. And Andy goes, oh, yeah, by the way, that's why I love Australia. It's fun. It's like, you're not helping, Andy.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So Michael's like, you know, the reason why Hank was saying those things is he always thinks it's fun to say, hey, touch my butt, Michael. Pat my butt. Tap my butt. Do it. And he says it with his eyes. He doesn't even say it with his words. I just know he wants it.
Good. And Monique's like, yeah, no, I asked him if you guys have jokes about butt grabbing, and he didn't know what I was talking about. And Mike's like, well, I'll tell you this much. This country has lost a lot of its fun, Andy. It's lost a lot of its fun. Yeah, you just can't go grabbing people in this country. Isn't that nuts? What a lame country.
Lost a lot of its fun. Oh, man. My arms are crossed, and I'm going, harumph. We've lost so much of our fun.
Get off my lawn. Am I right, Andy? So Andy's like, well, so Monique, what's your take? And Monique says, I don't know what's happening. And he's like, but cameras. You said you had cameras. She's like, well, I mean, they said it was in the basement. So I didn't look at the footage in the basement because we don't have cameras in the basement. And he's like, but then when you saw it was outside, I mean, was the footage gone? She goes, yeah, because everybody said the basement, but then it was outside. And that footage is gone now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. So it's gone. It's lost. So so then Andy reads a question from a lady who says, basically, hey, Michael, the way that you reacted to the cameraman was the response of someone that did something wrong. And so Ash is like, no, that's not what happened. I mean, what happened was that Michael bumped into him, and then the guy said that, and Michael said, okay, as in, okay, I'm not going to bump into you again with my hand. That was making a gesture like it was squeezing an orange, because he likes to think about that a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a reason they call him Orangina, Andy. And she's like, well, you know, Andy, they were just walking in transit. Like, who talks like that? They were in transit. Okay, guilty. Yeah. Guilty, ma'am.
So at this point, this is when Chris, Candace is Chris, who, by the way, is wearing a cravat.
He's wearing already an ascot, the fuck. Ascot. I mean, what the hell? And sockless velvet shoes. Just please stop, duck quesadilla. Okay, just stop.
So he does this thing where he, like, leans back and looks at the ceiling as if he is, like, almost distracted by himself. And he's like, yeah, but usually when you bump into someone, you say, excuse me, you're sorry. Just saying.
Oh, well, that proves it then. Lock me up, mate. Does that prove it? Does that prove anything? All right, then. Lock me up. Orange is the new black. All right. Orange is the new black. I guess I'm guilty then. And he's like, I'm just saying. He's like, well, you can do whatever you want. All right. You're a normal guy. Look how normal you are. And I'm assuming that he's ascot shaming him.
I think there was like some mild ascot shaming happening there, yes.
Yeah. Chris is like, what does that mean? What does that mean? And he's like, listen, I can't put my mind in other people's minds, Andy. He came, I bumped. It's like the field of dreams.
If you come, I will bump.
He came, I bumped, I came. You see?
Like, Michael, you got to choose some better words when defending yourself against sexual allegations. Don't say he came, I bumped.
Yeah. Bad, Michael. So Chris is like, yeah, well, what about the night at L2? And he's like, what about it? And Andy's like, well, that's the night. And he goes, no, not that. The night at L2, I was called into question because that night the same cameraman was walking between us and he said you grabbed his ass that night too, Chris.
At which point Andy does this face where he is like, it's the face of like a, ooh, that's not good. But at the same time, he's sort of smiling as in like, ooh, that's not good, but it sort of horns me up.
He's pow. So Michael's like, oh, okay. And he goes, now, look, I didn't see it, and that's what I told HR when they questioned me. But when he walked between us, he whipped around, and he gave you this death stare. And Michael's like, well, that wasn't even the charge, so you don't know what you're talking about. You need to get your charges, or... Wait, wasn't he saying it wasn't a charge? It was
he
a claim.
Was saying like,
so was, now it's a charge again.
Well, no. Now he's like, you gave a death stare. Said, well, a death stare, as far as I can tell, a stare I can't kill anyone. Sorry, Medusa, fictional character. No, but actually, what Michael says is that right? You don't know what you're talking about, as usual. So he sort of doesn't have a response for that. He just sort of goes to a you don't know what you're talking about place. Which is kind of funny. And Chris is like, I do know what I'm talking about because I got the phone call. And Michael goes, you did a what? Which is like his worst defense he's had is just saying, you did a what?
And he's like, I got the phone
call. Okay, I'm not talking to you. Yeah. And Michael's like, okay, I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to someone who swears.
Oh, God. And Chris is like, don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. There's two different incidences. Yeah. And then Andy's like, well, Michael, everyone here said that they heard from the crew that you've been doing this a lot. And he's like, what? And Giselle's like, well, I saw the Andrew thing myself. And it was not a pat, a grab, a squeeze. I mean, whatever you want to call it. I saw it.
It wasn't a pat or a grab or anything. It was a pat. I was like, wait, you just said it wasn't a pat or a grab or anything, and then you said it was a pat. What are you talking about, Michael?
She goes, well, I saw it, and I told you, Michael, stop. And he's like, you were way off when it happened, Giselle. You weren't even around there. You were at Disneyland on the Matterhorn, as far as I'm concerned. You weren't even there. By the way, Disneyland, thank you for maintaining your fun.
She's like, I was there, I saw it with my own two eyes. No, there wasn't you. That was a robot that looks like you. He was stolen from the Hall of Presidents because someone thought you might be president, but you weren't. And that's why you were at Disneyland, because you thought you might be in the Hall of Presidents. You want to see your own robot, but guess what? He was at the club watching me pet Andrew for fun.
So shall I say be quiet, Giselle? Or shall I say be quiet, President Lincoln? Which would you prefer?
Ashley's like, Michael, maybe you should. No. I think they're buying it. I think they're buying the president, all of president's automation routine.
Just stay with me on this one, all right? Just so Giselle's like, I saw it. He said you didn't. And then they show a clip of her seeing him do it. And it's like, well, that was just a pat. And then we see, they really slow it down. So it looks like he's just massaging Andrew's ass for a good 20 minutes.
Yeah. And so then Giselle's like, I said to you, don't do that. And you said to me, why? And Michael says, didn't do what? And she's like, do you not remember what we've been talking about for the past hour and a half? I said, don't do that. I said, don't squeeze another man's ass.
He's like, there's not even enough time for me to do that. Like, what you're saying is that I grabbed his ass and I grabbed someone. I mean, where's the timeline? Where's the timeline?
And furthermore, I don't like the fact that you use the A word. I'm not going to have an argument with someone who swears, Andy. I'm sorry.
And Karen's like, timeline? Who counts the time of grabbing ass? And he's like, I don't care about you, Karen. She's like, well, I don't care about you either. But there are victims in the world afraid to speak up. You went to Fox 5 and said you bumped him. And he said you grabbed him. And now there's a question mark.
She loves saying that now. Now there's a question mark. Yeah. Let me tell you something. I was going to write a sentence. And then I decided to ask a question. Guess what? Now there's a question mark.
And Ashley says, well, there are also lots of people who try to extort other people, Karen.
I'm like, ew, don't do that, Ashley. Yeah, that's like the worst. That's the worst thing you could say in a situation about, like, you know, with the, when victims or people are speaking up about, you know, being violated or what. That's the worst thing because that is such an old, like, it's like an old myth. Like, if out of 100 victims or out of, like, 200 victims, one person does that, then that all of a sudden, like, all the victims are potentially doing that. No, don't you dare do that, Ashley.
Yeah, but that's what they're saying, right? I mean, if he didn't do it, then what would the guy's reason be for lying?
Well, clearly, this man wanted a pool table, and he saw that I had a pool table in my living room because I do so much business, I could earn one. And clearly, he wanted that pool table. What can I say? Extorted for the pool table.
Oh, so then he does another classic, you know, assault. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but then he pulls out another classic line. He's like, yeah, he's like, I love Robin and I love Juan, but Robin, you crossed a line. We had stopped filming and you were very, very drunk, Andy. I'm sorry, but she could barely stand up, Andy.
That was classic. I was like, wow, this is so, it's kind of amazing how this is all playing out in such a stereotypical way in these situations. Because, I mean, first of all, he's clearly treading water at this point because, like, as we mentioned just before, he had his pre-planned arguments and they'd started to fall apart. He got to a point where he was like, I'm not going to argue with you because you curse, which is like a deflection, things like that. And then he's saying things like, I didn't even have time to grope him, even if I wanted to, basically. Like, he's like, I went by so quickly, I couldn't have groped him, which is like a terrible argument. And now he's saying this thing that is like, oh, yeah. And Robin, on top of that, you were drunk. So he's just trying to sort of like.
Yeah. He's like, she was so drunk. She would never remember me saying that. So drunk. And Robin's like, I'm not making it up. And I didn't talk about it because it happened off camera, which is supposed to be a safe zone. And he goes, but you did talk about it. You did. And she just shrugs.
She's like, yeah, I guess I did. So, but then Andy's like, but Michael, there are two other people who heard you make that comment. He goes, no, there are two other people who've heard two other visions of it. I mean, one of them is saying sausage. One of them is saying penis. One of them is saying kielbasa. I mean, it's not my fault that three people had three independent thoughts about me wanting to suck a phallic object. But they're three different things. Sorry.
And he's like, I don't even speak to Candace, all right? And she's like, but I heard it. And he goes, you were nowhere near Disneyland, lover. You were probably watching Giselle do her act at Disneyland, all right? You were nowhere near. And I should have threatened to file charges against her for assaulting my wife with a knife. And she goes, and Candace goes, she was in my home, sir. She was in my home. She was trespassing.
And then just everyone laughs at her.
And he's like, she was not trespassing. She goes, she was asked to leave. You are an intruder. You are an intruder.
Just like my mother. So Andy's like, but so Michael, they're all kind of saying that you said the same thing. And he is like, one said sausage, one said penis. I'm like, Michael, semantics is not going to get you off of this one.
Yeah. It's like, I would never make something like that up. And Andy goes, Juan, what do you think? And Juan's like, no comment. I don't want to talk about this shit.
Yeah. And Michael's like, what do I have to prove to anyone? What's wrong with any sexuality? Because basically they're asking about, this is where it gets a little bit more gay panicky, right? It's like, what's wrong with any sexuality? And everyone's basically like, no, it's not about sexuality. It's like about the fact that you're groping people's asses and not being upfront about it. And so in my mind, it was more just like your sexuality is questionable and it's not a panic because of your sexuality, but like, it's almost like the sexuality is more of an evidence for the groping, if that makes sense. Like, okay, well, like the groping, like, given that there's like very little evidence, the reason why people believe that it happened, that's actually more what it is. The reason why people believe that the groping happened is because his sexuality is like murky. And so like, it would not seem surprising if you were attracted to men and he had boundary issues that he might squeeze a man's ass.
Yeah, he does it all the time. It's not like anything new. He's squeezing guys' asses, and he said he does it for friendship, like that it's just something fun he does. So I don't know how anybody doubts it. You know,
well, but his argument is that
it's just for fun, but now he can't say that because it's confessing to a crime. So he's now turning into all these weird semantics.
Here's where Michael is really... Yeah, but here's where the blind spot is, I think, with this whole thing. He's saying, you know, in Australia, we do it for, it's for fun. It's for fun. You know, in sports, da 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 da. First of all, you're not in Australia. Different countries have different cultures, and you just have to accept that. Okay. Second of all, I get it. I get, like, there could be there. I really do genuinely get that there could be like a cultural or even an age or just a misunderstanding of like what's appropriate. But he's been clocked a few times, you know, and it sounds honestly like this cameraman has probably told him no a few different times and finally was like, I've had enough. But, you know, like, you know, you get away with one or two, but then it's like, okay, sir, learn.
okay.
Yeah, no, he never fucking learns. That it's not he just acceptable keeps doing here. It. Yeah. Yeah, he just keeps doing it. So then Candace jumps in again, and she's like, it's about respect. And he's like, Candace, I've never even talked to you. I don't have anything to say to you. Oh, I don't care about you. And Ashley's like, yeah, you've been talking about him like a dog. He can have his chance to speak. And Candace says, well, that doesn't mean he gets to negate everything everyone says. Well, what else? You know, oh my God, this whole thing. It's like, Michael, stop being a fucking lech. Just please, stop.
Yeah. Yeah, and stop giving Candace credibility, okay? Because that's what you're ultimately doing.
Yes, and then they start having the credibility fight. And Chris is like, well, why do you have all the credibility and no one else gets any credibility? What do I have to do to get all this credibility? Credibility!
Well, it's a fair point, by the way, because Michael is saying how no one has any credibility. But, like, why does he? Why is he the only one? Why is his story the only one that should be taken seriously?
Yeah. So Andy's like, okay, let's say Fox 5 20 more times. Giselle? And she's like, sure. You went to Fox 5 and said it was clear that charges were dismissed on Fox 5. And it's all over on Fox 5. And that's all you wanted to discuss when we wanted you to say to your wife, hey, I wanted to publicly apologize here on Fox 5 to my wife for putting her through this on Fox 5.
And he's like, I didn't put it through anything. If anything, maybe I could give her a pat on the back for a good job. And by pat, I don't mean grope, because a pat is a pat. Words matter. Sausage, penis, two different words.
Candace says, she was hurt by a turn of events involving you. And he's like, that is absurd, all right? And Giselle's like, well, the headlines and all the activity. He goes, what activity? And Karen goes, well, at least thank God for standing by you. That's all I'm saying, Andy. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's basically the crux of it. I mean, what he should have done is apologize that she had to even deal with it. I think that's what they're trying to say. Because, of course, if he didn't do it, he can't apologize to her for putting her through it, because he didn't put her through anything if he didn't do it, right? That's like a fairly logical argument there. But, like, what he can do is say, I'm sorry that you had to deal with this and that this is probably embarrassing for you, even though I'm innocent. I'm sorry that my wife has to now be dragged through this too.
Or how about, I'm sorry that I've squeezed so many guys' asses that this is even, you know, something that people would consider that I would do.
Yeah, that there's that too.
You know, which of course he doesn't even admit to the Andrew thing, and we saw it on camera. So, I mean, who knows? So,
and like several of them saw it in person too.
Yeah. So squabbly, squabbly, squabble, squabble, and Juan goes, "Hey, stop!" Dun dun dun, and we go to break, and then when we come back, he goes, "Stop! Hey, I have to use the bathroom, guys. Like now, I gotta go."
So Karen, so Karen is still doing this, going on with Michael, I think you should thank Ashley. Thank Ashley for standing by you and having the strength to come to my La Dame event. La Dame. Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, you're trying to manipulate me to saying things. And Monique's like, well, when this happened, my first thought was just Ashley. How is Ashley? And Andy says, yeah, does anybody regret how they handled this in regards to Ashley? And Candace goes, well, I wish I could have been comfortable enough to text you and say, this is bad shit. Unfortunately, I wasn't comfortable enough because you're a terrible person. Fucking Candace, as usual.
I also wasn't physically comfortable because my mother bought us a terrible couch, okay? And my damn mother is keeping me uncomfortable all the time. Mother! Just turned on to Deandra.
So Ashley's like, well, hindsight is 20/20, but you keep implying that Mike paid this person off, Candace. And she goes, well, I'm implying that could have happened. That could have happened. She's like, oh my God. She goes, but you're the only one who said that Michael paid this guy off. And she's like, on camera, I'm the only one who said it.
Candace is always good for just a terrible argument also, you know?
Yeah, she really is.
She really is. Just really good for that. Just saying just some stupid shit all the time.
So Robin's argument is that Giselle did call her, and Ashley's saying everything is fine, so they have to go by what Ashley is saying. So what do you want from them, basically?
Yeah.
And that's kind of true, but also maybe just not to talk about it every single episode over and over again on camera. But that said, Michael totally deserves it, and he's quite, to me, he's just quite obviously guilty at this point. So
he is.
It's like beating a dead horse.
And Giselle's basically like, listen, you know, I've heard Michael's side, and I still believe it happened because of all the claims of the producers. Because that's the other thing, is that, like, basically it sounds like the producers have been telling all the women, like, oh yeah, he has a groping issue, you groped me. Like, this clearly, there's been scuttlebutt that's been happening. And Michael's like, well, the claim from the cameraman is that I sexually assaulted him, which is a much worse thing. And I mean, oddly enough, I get that, because I think what Michael is probably saying or wants to say is like, okay, yeah, so like, I touched him, I groped him, but sexual assault is like big, heavy stuff. That's like rape and molestation, right? And he's like, it's like a grope, you know? But what he fails to realize is that if he did, you know, grope this guy, it is a boundary violation. Like, I personally would not have.
Well, it's also sexual assault. I mean, it doesn't matter what we would call it. It's what the law calls
it.
You know,
it's what the law calls it. It's what that person feels.
Yeah, and Andy's like, well, unrequested touch is assault, Michael. And Michael just shrugs and laughs, like, oh, come on. And she's like, yeah, well, you're sitting here pretending that what happened with Andrew didn't happen, and you're acting like I lied. And he goes, well, it was one pick on one person's butt. Oh, jeez. God, the show.
So then
Chris is like, well, you know, I didn't see it, so I gave him the benefit of the doubt, but then I did see the show, and now I just don't know what to think. And Ray's like, well, those clips are funny. I mean, I saw a clip of Michael saying you wanted to grab my butt. I mean, is that true, Michael? Is that true? And then we see the clip of Michael saying, you know, I want to make things better with Ray. Part of me just wants to go over there and grab his butt. Do you think I should do that? It's like, come on, Michael.
Yeah. Like, I believe in that case Michael was making a joke, but you know, he's also not doing himself any favors. Because, like, it's one thing to make, if you're making jokes because you have this reputation, so you're trying to own it and like control the narrative, fine, but then don't keep groping the butts, okay?
Yeah, he's just, I mean, he's unhelpable, basically.
Yeah. I also like Ray, though. Ray is so funny because, like, it was pretty obvious to me that was a joke that was happening on screen when he was talking about grabbing Ray's butt, and then Ray's like, and now he wants to grab my butt. He wants to grab my butt. Okay, settle down, Ray. I don't think you really, like, you know, we enjoy some Ray Huger. We enjoy watching him clatter around with those pots and pans, but I don't think even Michael Darby is trying to pinch that butt.
Oh, good. So Andy says, is this cultural? And Michael's like, yes, it's very hard to be friends with people in this country, Andy. And he's saying, you know, all these women, they're so hostile to him, and not one person reached out to him, which is weird because they work together. I mean, they are work friends. And Giselle's like, we should call you.
He's like, well, friends call friends where I'm from. But if these people don't do that, it's fine. I guess we're not really friends, okay? Also, friends pat all the friends on the butt where I'm from. Guess we're not friends. Eh, well.
Yeah. So Ray's like, well, I did call you, and you know why? Because I didn't want to get into it, because I believed you did it, because I've seen you do it. I've seen you grab lots of behinds.
Yeah. Ray, he's like, listen, I thought I was playful, you know, but I've seen you grab behinds. And then Michael goes, what are you talking about? No one's seen me grab a butt except for Giselle, who didn't really even see me grab a butt because it was a robot version from Disney. Gotta love those Imagineering geniuses over there. Okay? What are you talking about, Ray?
And Andy's exhausted now. He's like, someone else's butt? There's another butt in this? And Michael's like, that's not helpful, Ray. It's an unfounded accusation. And he's like, you said that you do it all the time in Australia. Do you remember? Andy asked how I would feel if he grabbed my ass. And then we see a reunion clip of Ray saying, it would be a problem if he grabbed my ass. And Andy goes, okay, so the count is up to 4?
And Andy's like, okay, like, I don't know. So Andy, like you said, he's exhausted. And finally Ray's like, I saw you grab an ass. You grabbed Andy's ass. And Andy's like, wait, I'm in this now?
I don't think so. You're complicit now, Andy. You're the smoking gun in all this. And Ray's like, well, you know, you were kidding around, but you still did it. And Karen's like, oh, really? How? Was it a pat or a grab?
Karen's just like, ooh. She's doing this thing because she wasn't expecting Ray to go down this path. So she's sort of like flopping around on the couch a little bit, like a windshield wiper.
Yes. And he's like, well, I guess I was fine with it because I don't even remember. You know, the show went well, and I love you guys. And Candace goes, are we done with this? Hey, why don't you pipe down over there, Candace? Okay? You got a whole segment about a purse hitting you in the face.
Yeah, seriously. An entire arc about getting hit by a purse by your mother, okay?
Yeah. And what's more offensive is that I actually agree with Candace. But wait, there's 45 minutes more of butt allegations.
So now Michael, now Michael tries to change it up, and he starts saying how he starts complimenting Ashley for being a stalwart through all this and being so strong, etc. And, you know, it brought them closer, and now they have a baby, and he's like, oh, I look at our child and see this and hope for the future, because this is not how the future should be. A bunch of people who don't like to grope people. That child's going to grow up and be the most fun groping child I've ever met in my life.
First toy, stress ball, Andy.
Then we can go to a farm and teach that cow, teach that child how to milk a cow. I'm just to get that motion down.
God. So it's now break time, but the cameras are still rolling. And Ashley's like, "Are we done? You said it's a wrap." And Mike goes up to Giselle and he's like, "Hey, Giselle, just wanted to say we're all good, but." You know, you have to understand there's more to it than this that I can't say within these walls, all right? And there's a lot more, Giselle. I won't talk about it, but sometimes you got to respect me for that.
It goes outside this world. It's, okay, the truth is, I once groped an alien. Okay, it's out of this world. It's out of this world.
So he's talking to Ashley, and he's like, was I right about Robin? She crossed the line, didn't she? And the girls are talking amongst themselves, and like, Jesus Christ, he's an arrogant prick.
Well, he's also trying to say something, and Ashley's like, you still have your mic on. You have your mic on. Basically saying, whatever you're going to say, like, don't say it right now.
Yeah, bad. This is not the time. So then the guys are just pretty much getting ready to leave. They're done for the day. And Chris is like, I didn't say the F words too many times, right? Just comes out. Yeah. And Mike gets the hell out of there first. So yeah. When we come back, Giselle is like, so Andy, I knew for quite some time he grabbed your ass. Why didn't you bring it up?
Yeah. And Andy's like, I guess I just kind of forgot, you know, it's not as ass ropes go. It just wasn't that great.
Yeah.
You know, I've had my ass groped a lot in this town. And that one just, I don't know, kind of felt like a little iguana was just giving me a tap, like a little hello, like, hey, let's go to the tropics.
So back to the reunion. Robin's like, oh, I still don't get it. And Karen's like, well, the important thing is we're sisters, whether we like it or not. I would like to say he's innocent, but one thing I wish he hadn't done. Was go on Fox 5 and say there was no contact. He didn't have to say there was. When he said that, it changed the whole thing, Andy.
Fox 5. I mean, can you believe it? Fox 5. I had to turn to Fox 5. I didn't even know there was an entire network devoted to little animals. I mean, Fox 5. How wonderful.
And Ashley's like, so now you're mad that he didn't lie? It's like, what the hell? It's like, well, I was hoping it would be proven innocent, Andy. But a question mark remains, Andy.
Yeah, and she starts talking about, you know, basically, I mean, her point is fair. She's basically saying, look, he's saying that there was contact, and he's not really owning up to it, though, at the same time. And so he has to kind of, you know, like, if this guy is saying that he felt violated by that contact, Michael really should, you know, in some way, like, respect that or appreciate it or process that, and he's not. And he's sort of making it seem like the cameraman was the crazy one when there clearly was contact, and it's totally conceivable that this guy could have had that impression. I think that's what she's sort of trying to say, but it's Karen, so you never know.
Yeah, well, she's saying, I can believe whatever I want to. And now she's like, well, then what about Mr. Blue Eyes, the old Blue Eyes thing? And she's like, well, that's different, Ashley, because that wasn't true. And she's like, but this isn't true either. And I saw that man with my own eyes with you. And she's like, well, I have a driver, all right? I have a driver. I own my life. And so she's saying, well, if you're going to say that it's your right to believe my husband grabbed an ass, and it's my right to believe that you're cheating on your husband. And right. Everyone's really kind of like, oh, God. Yeah, everyone's like, Jesus Christ. So this is how we end, with Ashley and Karen just screaming at each other about who cheated on their husband and whose husband is assaulting people.
Yeah. So then Andy's like, guys, let's do some Rose and Thorn. Am I right, everyone? Rose and Thorn. Okay. Candace, what was your rose and what was your thorn? And Candace is like, well, my rose was obviously getting married and sharing that all with you, who you guys all seem really interested in having that shared with you. So thank you. And my thorn is probably the dissolution of my friendship with Monique. So at this point, Monique starts to like choke up and she's like, yeah, I was like really sad because like I was going to say the same thing. And like I look at you like a little sister and I don't know. And then Andy's like, you guys want to hug it out? You want to hug it out? Yeah. Let's hug it out.
So hug it out. So they do. And Monique's like, oh, you're crying. You need your little pocket square. And then one of them has her hand on the other one's butts. And Ashley's like, you're touching butts. And that's not the first time I've seen it either. Like, wow, fun time for jokes, Ash. Never too late for some fun sexual assault jokes, Ashley.
I totally missed her saying that. That's so funny.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, ha, 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 we're grabbing each other's butts, ha, ha. So Monique is happy about her rainbow baby, obviously. And Robin's like, my rose is completing my flip, and my thorn is not having that dump truck yet. Okay. Also, I'm sorry I hurt Ashley and Michael.
The fact that her flip was her rose made me so sad for Robin. So sad. My rose was buying some accessories from IKEA and putting them in an old house.
Yeah. My rose was learning how to use an IKEA L-wrench, Andy. So that was fine.
So then Giselle, her rose is her girls, because, like, why not? Sure. And her thorn is, like, how she treated Ashley by being overly shady to her in confessionals. But that's funny, because we know that's a bullshit thorn. You know that was secretly her rose as well.
Yes. And Ashley's like, well, I should know that about you, Giselle. You're shady. But, you know, I took it harder than I should have. My rose is having a child that looks exactly like the butt grabber in the family. And the thorn would have to be having a baby that looks like the butt grabber in the family. Andy, what do you want me to make something up?
I was a little shocked that she chose her thorn as the Michael Grope saga. But I was a little shocked. I actually thought that her thorn was going to be her father rejecting her face to face.
Yeah, that would have been a better thorn.
That seemed like a really, like, a good, like, that's the sort of thorn that scars you for life. You know, the Michael stuff doesn't scar you for life. The Michael stuff is, if anything, it's almost like it's a product of that scarring, you know, that like denial that you have is like from the scarring that your dad thorn gave you. You know?
Yeah, that's a very deep thorn.
Yeah, that's just, you know, just workshopping some psychological theories out on yeah. the podcast. Just, you know.
And Karen's like, well, my rose would be that my family was surrounding me when I lost my parents and I was able to successfully launch Le Dom in honor of my mother. I'm like, are you really Karen, you're really plugging your business at the same time as you're saying, come on. And she's like, and my thorn is, I haven't had any thorns after until this fight 5 minutes ago, Andy. I'm like, 5 minutes? What are you talking about?
I think my thorn was keeping the lids on those pots and pans too tight, so that way Ray couldn't get them off. Oh, it was terrible watching him over there. Stop it, Ray. No, he's back. He's back at it.
So 2 seconds ago, she's screaming, your husband is a sexual assaulter. And right now, she's like, well, I just hope that we can forget this past 5 minutes, because we're better than this. We're better than this. Okay, you change a lot. Yeah. You've asked a lot.
And there's like also this thing that they're saying. Giselle said it in the middle of the episode, and then Karen said it here. At one point, Giselle said to Ashley, I just want Ashley to win. Nah. I just wanted to win. Nah. And so now Karen's like, you know, I just want Ashley to win. I just wanted to win. I'm like, Ashley is not in any sort of competition right now. She's not in any sort of race. She's not doing a slalom. She's not on Shark Tank. There's nothing for her to win right now.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Everybody wins a beignet. They got him from...
Without powdered sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, without powdered sugar. I blame the PAs.
Yeah. They probably put the sugar on too soon and it melted in.
Or they probably didn't want to get it all over their beautiful dresses.
Actually, that was what I was thinking too. But I say, fuck it. Get it on their dresses. It's just sugar. It's worth it.
Yeah. I mean, what are you worried? People on Poshmark are going to complain? It's not like you guys are going to wear those things anymore.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the first time white powder's been found on those dresses. Hey yo.
Allegation. That was an allegation. Total allegation.
People just don't know how to have fun in this country. That's what I have to say.
So they all toast to beignets, and Karen's like,
I didn't get to eat my beignet in New Orleans because someone... But this is good, Andy. This is good.
And then you just hear someone go, this is so wrong.
It was probably the beignet. This is so wrong that this is how I have to die.
The terrified beignet. Oh, gosh, everybody. Thanks so much for being here with us this season of Real Housewives of Potomac. We will be replacing these recaps with the upcoming Real Housewives of Atlanta season.
Ah, but in the meantime, we will still have our Married to Medicine up on Mondays. And in fact, the newest recap will be up a little bit after this one. We're going to go do that episode right now. So thanks, everyone, for listening.
Bye,
and go
guys.
Get tickets. Speaking of Atlanta, go get tickets to our Atlanta show. See you then.
Bye.
Bye.